you for contacting Amazon Account and Login Issue Department. For quality assurance and training purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded.
Hello, thank you for calling Amazon Customer Service. This is Denisha. How are you today?
Okay, this is Bill Payne, and I have a problem with the return. And let me tell you what happened. I got through all the menus and everything and was all ready to return. I got this message, you do not need to package or return or print shipping label and so forth. Then it says down here, we'll send email to a return shipping code, print out or show on your similar phone to a store associate in any Whole Foods market. And what happened, I went down to Whole Foods and there was two people that helped, and here they're trying to find out where I'm going to get. They said we need a QR code. Oh, they're going to send it to a send it to you in a simple message. Well, my cell phone number was hacked in the track phone. And so track phone changed it, and so it wanted to send the message to the old phone number. And these guys couldn't get the thing changed. I'm back at home now, and I want to know how I get this information.
It's going to be my pleasure to help you. So you're trying to link to the account, right?
Logged into the account, right.
Okay.
And it's a B Payne.
Let me check it out. What is your email address?
Okay, bpayne37w@gmail.com.
Gmail.com, okay. Let me search your account, okay?
Okay, sure, please. Thank you.
You're welcome. May I have the first and last name, please?
What?
Can I have your first and last name?
William Payne, Payne.
Thank you. What is the address on your account?
13015 Calle, Calle, second word Day, D-E, third word Sandias, Sandias, N-E, Northeast.
Okay, thank you. Okay, the system is working, it's loading right now.
Okay, down at Amazon or at Whole Foods, they gave me your number, and that's the reason I'm phoning. And so when I got home, I'm phoning you. Whole Foods employees tried to change the phone number and were unsuccessful.
Okay. On that. that account?
87111.
Awesome. I was able to log in.
What now?
See? I was able to log in.
Okay. If you need a password, I can give it to you.
So you said you need to return, you're trying to return an item, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And I can't get any QR, and they won't accept it until I get a QR code.
And what is the item that you're trying to return? Or what is the last 4 digits of the order?
Just a minute here. See if I can get it over here. How can we help you? Okay. Details. Okay, Western Digital 2 terabyte WD Blue PC hard, and then dot, dot, dot. Oh, here. Okay, here. Order number 111-.
Okay, the last 4 digits only. That will work.
Okay, sure. The last 4 digits are 2638.
I found the order. Thank you. Let's see.
Okay, well, thank you.
You're welcome. Let's see. So this for the Western Digital PC hard drive, right?
Yes, right.
And what is the message that you're getting when you try to return it?
Yes, I'm returning it. Everything worked fine, except I can't get the QR code.
Oh, okay.
A computer programmer problem.
Oh, okay. Let's see.
And the old phone number ended with 0322. The new phone number is 505-414-0814. And that apparently is the issue.
Okay. Let me ask you something else. Let's see. So when you try to get the password, when you try to get the information, when you try to get the code, it's sending the information to your old number, right?
Yeah, and what happens, I'm a senior citizen, okay, like 84 years old, and so the Shaq and a Colleen at Whole Foods, since the typing is so, the type is so small, I can't read it, okay, they took the phone, and I gave them the information, and they tried it, and I gave them the password and everything, and they couldn't do it.
Okay, so the main issue is that you have an old phone number on the account, so anytime you try to log in, it's sending the information to that phone. Is that correct?
Yeah, and what they did, what Shaq did, is he went and downloaded the app, the Amazon app, and then tried it that way, and still, it was the issue of the old phone number. They said, we're sending you a code, and then with the phone number ending at 0322, and that phone number is no longer good. It was hacked. And so
let me ask you something, William.
Excuse me?
I'm going to send you an email with a code right now. Can you go to your email right now? Let's see if you can get it.
Okay, here, just a minute. Okay, let's see, where am I? Okay, here, let me go to open up a new one here. And Gmail. Gmail. And the only thing I see here at that is from Amazon.com. Oh, here I see one at 240. One, the other one. Oh, your return. Okay, it just appeared here. Okay, I'll click on it. Oh, and I see the QR code there.
Okay.
Is that what I need?
So, this is the code that you need to return the item.
Yeah, and if I take a picture of that with my cell phone, that's what they want, right?
That is correct. You can take a picture with your phone.
Okay.
That's the one.
Well, thank you. And again, you know, the issue was is that the cell phone number got hacked. And what the hackers did is pretty bright. What they did is they zeroed the number of minutes that I had on the phone, and so I couldn't phone out. And when I tried to phone out, it gave another number, and the other number said, please give us your credit card number, and so we can reactivate your phone.
Oh.
That's a pretty clever scam, huh?
This one we usually actually, no. In order to return it, we just send the information to your email.
Yeah, I know.
So you can get the code.
Yeah. And they tried that, too, and that didn't work, okay? Fortunately, what you just did worked, okay? But, well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome, sir. Any other question that I can assist you?
Okay. No. The digital world sometimes has problems. And one of the problems, very serious, was on a cell phone, the type is so small that most of the time when I'm here, I have to use a 4X magnifying glass to read many of the things. And, you know, and so your cell phone becomes almost useless if you can't read what's on it.
Oh, I see.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your help, and I think this will take care of it.
Oh, you're very welcome. It was a pleasure assisting you.
Okay.
I hope you have a wonderful night.
You too. Thank you very much.